The way that they do it without drugs is by rupturing the membranes. And if that doesn't work, then they usually progress to Pitocin, which is a synthetic form of oxytocin, which is what your body produces when you're in labor naturally. From there, they can use other types of medication, some to ripen the cervix to get it ready for childbirth. Some of the medications that they currently use aren't actually approved for induction. They were approved for example, Cytotec was approved for use in ulcer patients, and they found out that it ripened the cervix, but it can also have the adverse outcome of rupturing the uterus during labor, especially when a mother has had a previous cesarean. So that's a pretty, you know, significant risk.
I have to say that I know, I'm kind of surprised when I'm starting to think about people I know who have had cesareans, and there are a lot. And what is the reason for these increases, do you think?
Personally, I was told that I was experiencing a failure to progress. I want to preface this with kudos to the hospital team at Rockford Memorial that actually did assist my birth. The nurses were wonderful. I think the OB that I had was wonderful. However, I went in and my labor, you know, I was in there for about 10 hours and they weren't feeling like it was moving fast enough. And so there was no emergency, but they did encourage me to have a C-section, and I would say encourage, you know, they gave me some reasons why they felt it was best. And at that point, you know, after 10 hours of labor, you're feeling like you especially are tired and you want to do what's best for the baby. So I did choose to have a C-section. But, you know, it was fairly, it was disappointing for me. My husband and I had tried very hard to have a natural birth, and up until that point it was. And there's all kinds of things that you don't know when you have a C-section that occur. You know, I wasn't aware of this, but I was unable to see my baby for 2 hours while I was in surgical post-op recovery. And, of course, that can decrease the ability for somebody to breastfeed. I was lucky enough that my daughter did take to it, but that can significantly impact somebody's a baby's ability to do that. Not to mention just that important attachment time in those first new couple hours. And so it was really, you know, I don't want to say that it was overly traumatic, but certainly not the birth outcome that I was hoping for. And there are, and Jessica can speak to this as well, there's, you know, our bodies are made to birth naturally, and there's physiological repercussions and physiological processes that are kind of dependent on the baby coming through the birth canal. And when that doesn't happen, there's certain things that can, or that actually do occur. I know there's brain enzymes that are triggered when the baby goes through the birth canal and, you know, it expels liquid from the lungs, things like that, that don't happen when you have a C-section. So there are significant health effects that can occur that they don't really tell you about.
And Jessica, did you feel like there was any pressure for you not to give birth naturally?
Well, with my first son, it was an induction. I was induced because they told me that my blood pressure was getting too high. I felt definitely there's a lot of pressure, especially since my son was due right around Christmas, and everybody was busy for the holidays, and I feel like it was just kind of done for, you know, their convenience versus, you know, an actual medical need, because I didn't have any... You tell them. I didn't have any other signs of preeclampsia or anything like that. So I felt like it was done for their convenience. And, you know, it was a very long labor, and I ended up getting a reaction to the epidural that they gave me. So the reaction was pretty horrible and severe, and I got a fever. One of the things that I got with the reaction was a fever. And so when my son was born, they thought, oh, well, maybe he has an infection. So they actually took him to the NICU for 12 hours, where I wasn't really able to see him or interact with him for all that time. And so that was pretty traumatic for me, you know, when he was taken away and, you know, given antibiotics and the full septic workup and everything. So I thought, you know, oh, goodness, you know, he must have something really wrong. But then they came back and said, oh, well, some people get fevers with an epidural. And, you know, some people, you know, have a bad reaction like you did. I actually had a air bubble that when they put the needle through, the air bubble got into my spinal fluid somehow and got into my brain. So I felt like I was having a stroke. I actually thought I was having a stroke from the epidural. But I wasn't. It was just the guy came in and was just like, well, it was just an air bubble. It's okay.
So what do you want? This is an informational rally.
Yes, an informational picket. Yes.
Okay.
It is. And I wouldn't even refer to it as a picket. It's really a rally. I've been in touch. We've been in touch with Swedish American Hospital. They were very cooperative. That is where we'll be meeting, is in front of the hospital on the sidewalk there. It really is just a rally to increase public awareness and to make women more informed about their decisions so that they can advocate for themselves for the best possible maternity care. And we also want to increase awareness among the actual birth providers in the community that there is a demand for this. I can think of probably 8 people that I know that because of their knowledge of what may occur in a hospital and the lack of choice that they have chosen to have a home birth. Jessica is actually one of them. For Gigi here.
Ah, okay.
And, women are choosing that more and more, especially if they have had a C-section. The likelihood of being able to have a natural birth after a C-section in a hospital is much less. And so sometimes women opt for having a home birth to avoid that whole scenario again.
There's midwives available in the state of Illinois. Certified nurse midwives are licensed to give home birth. Certified nurse midwives work under an obstetrician, and so they're kind of like a manager-employee relationship between the two.
The U.S. spends more than any other country in the world, and yet our birth outcomes don't reflect that. They rank from first being best until, several hundred, but basically the U.S. is ranked 49. So 48 countries that are spending less money than us are having better birth outcomes, less fetal and less maternal deaths. And, I really think that the research shows that that's a result of these interventions that are medically unnecessary. And so we need to take a look at why are we doing these interventions? Why are we using them? And why don't we trust a woman's natural ability to birth her baby? People have been doing this for millions of years safely without any intervention. And certainly the interventions are wonderful when there is an emergency. And doctors and nurses, we value them greatly. But we need to take a look at how we can decrease these things so that we can decrease those risks for women.
The neonatal death rate isn't really great for the United States, but that could possibly be because we do have a high rate of premature birth. But that should be another issue that we're looking at for, maternal health care. I mean, that kind of all plays in together. And I think, too, when it comes to maternal health care, women really need to make sure to talk to their doctors and just advocate for the most research-based care that they can. Not something that's just based on the doctor's feelings or the doctor's feeling that, relying on technology is the safest option, because that isn't always the safest option, clearly.
The World Health Organization has actually said that cesarean rates should remain around 10 to 15%, and in this country they average around 33%. And in Rockford, the statistics that we have from 2010 show that, our hospitals are upwards of close to 40%. 40% of women that go into the hospital to give birth are having C-sections, and that, as I said, that can lead to outcomes of being less able to breastfeed, all kinds of other adverse effects that can occur.
And
pneumonia.
And the baby. Chance to expel the fluid, and it can lead, actually C-sections can lead to premature birth because the dating method that they use for babies isn't exact, so they don't know, a lot of women don't know exactly when they conceived, and so they might go in and say, oh well, you're 38 weeks, so we're just going to go ahead and have the baby. Well, it turns out that they're really 36 weeks or really 33 weeks, and that can make a really big difference for the overall health of the baby.
Everybody kind of thinks, well, as long as the baby's healthy, that's what's important. And certainly, that is the most important element. But I think that women and birth, it sort of serves as a bit of a rite of passage, too. And so, some women feel strongly about the way that they choose to birth and that they want to birth. And so it can be an emotional it can be an emotional trial when it doesn't turn out that way. I think especially what I know now that I want women who do have an cesarean to know is that, you know, you can try to advocate for skin-to-skin contact immediately after that. I didn't know that. And so, as I said, my daughter was away from me for 2 hours. Should I have another child and it result in a C-section, I would definitely advocate for that, for being able to have her placed on me right away so that we could have that skin-to-skin contact, which they say is, you know, the doctors say is so important when a child is born.
So what's going to happen at this rally?
So we are going to gather, and we are going to have materials that provide information on evidence-based practice and evidence-based care. And we hope that we will be joined by healthcare professionals. We know that there will be some midwives there. We know that there will be, you know, women from all over the region. And I actually just found out about this national rally about 2 weeks ago. So I started the Facebook page. And in just about 2 weeks, you know, we have close to 70 people following us and almost 50 women that are saying that they could possibly attend. And so I think it's really exciting. You know, that's just on Facebook alone. There is definitely a demand for better birth options in our country. And I think that hopefully there is a paradigm shift that's beginning to occur.
You know, as much as it is a medical event, it's also a very, you know, deeply held rite of passage. And, you know, we don't have many of those in our society. And so it's really important for a woman to have an event, even if it results in a cesarean or if the cesarean is what she wants, that it's something that's personally satisfying for her, because the memories of a traumatic birth can last a lifetime.